if we're not willing to deny ourselves some things, listen, if we're not willing to set some stuff aside for a season, then we're fooling ourselves, we're kidding ourselves, thinking we're going to stand up in a courtroom and proclaim the name of Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense this morning? I'm not going to lay down my life for Jesus if I can't give up a couple Twinkies a week. You know what I mean? So we have to get to that place where I'm willing to let some stuff go, lay some stuff aside. So we're talking about fasting this morning. And you know what? Christians, American Christians, me, we don't like to deny ourselves much, do we? When I was a young fella, isn't that funny, Miss Dana? When I was a whippersnapper, I was at a friend's house, and this friend's mother had a cabinet that was full of all kinds of Snickers bars and Coca Colas, and it really made an impression on my mind. And I was hanging out with my friend. And, you know, like you do sometimes right at someone else's house, you do things that you ain't got no business doing. I was just opening up cabinets, and I was like, boring. Ooh, dog, look at this. And about that time, this person's mother walks around the corner. She's like, that's mine. And it's like, okay, well, you got a lot of Snickers bars in there, a lot. And this person said, this mother, she said, I don't deny myself anything. And I wasn't serving the Lord. I was coming to church, you know, but it was more, don't get me wrong, the Lord was planting seeds the whole time. The Lord knew what he was doing. But I was coming more to keep peace in the family. I wasn't living at home. But when that lady said that, it was like a light bulb went off. I knew, man, I was like, wow, man. Because this was a Christian person. I'm not judging anybody. But see, as Christians, we got to be at that place where we're willing to lay some stuff aside. You know what I mean? And that was like, wow, you don't deny yourself anything? And not that I was walking the walk or talking the talk, but I've never let go of that. Because we don't want to be that person, amen? We want to be that person that the things of this world don't have a hold on me. That it's just simply not that important, amen? The Lord Jesus is the most important thing. Amen? Y'all with me? Okay, so what's a fast? What's a Christian fast? Well, you're lucky. Denying yourself the things of this world to focus on God. Denying yourself the things of this world for a season, because we're talking about fasting, okay? Denying yourself the things of the world for a season to focus on God. Okay, y'all with me? Y'all taking notes? Okay. Don't lie to me. No, I'm playing. Okay, God is good. Go to Matthew 4 and verse 4. Okay. Matthew 4 and verse 4. God is good. Amen. Man, praise was awesome. You know, there's some people in here really hurting this morning. And, you know, the Lord has peace for us. So just go ahead and receive that right now. Some of us are thinking, well, you know, I'm okay right now, but I've been through this enough times, you know, and I know what's going to happen when I walk out the door. Here comes that discouragement. You know, here comes that fear again. Don't pick it up. Refuse to pick it up. We can leave here this morning set free. Amen. Okay, Father God, thank you for blessing this message. Your will be done. Thank you for your anointing presence. Thank you, Father God, that you're going to set the captives free this morning, that there's healing in our midst, Lord Jesus. And we love you and we praise you. And all the Christians in the house said, all right. Okay, so Matthew 4 and verse 4, we have Jesus was in the wilderness and he was fasting for 40 days. Okay, so we're just going to read this verse right here. But he answered, who's he talking to? Satan has come to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ, to test him. Okay, so let's just make a little side note. Those of you that are taking notes, if you're not taking notes, then put this in your head, that when I get serious about my walk with Jesus Christ, when I'm working on some spiritual disciplines, when I'm like, okay, Jesus, it's me and you time, you think Satan's going to sit back? You don't do that. That's not how he rolls. Amen? So he's not like, oh, he's fasting. I better just, you know, chill out for a bit. No, that's not what he's going to do at all. He wants to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to mess up the Lord's program. Amen? He can't touch Jesus. That's not going to happen. okay? But he wants to mess with Jesus' kids. And the only ground Satan's going to be able to get in our lives is the ground that we give to him. Amen? Y'all with me? Can I get a witness? All right. Who did that? Oh, no, it's cool. It's cool. God is good. I like that. Okay, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Y'all hear that? Man shall not live. And what Jesus is doing is he's quoting Old Testament scripture. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. When I'm fasting, man, what do I need to be in? I need to be in the Word of God, right? If you're not in the Word of God, if you're not praying, you're on a diet, okay? We're not talking about a diet. That's not what we're here for. Richard Simmons ain't about to bust through the door right here. Wouldn't that be something? Well, I pulled some strings and have old boy running around them shorts and tank top and shaking hands. It'd get excited. We'd get riled up, though. Anyways, come on, Richard. Come on. Nah, I'm playing. God is good, though. Oh, man. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So listen. There's more important things in this life, okay, and we're talking to Christians this morning, okay? This isn't for the unbeliever. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, let's do that. Let's do that today, okay? But I'm talking about Christians, okay? We don't live by everything that this world has to offer me. I don't want to be bound. We don't need to be bound by, I'm not even talking about necessarily bad things, but we can let normal everyday stuff we can be in bondage to that stuff. You know what I mean? I'm a creature of habit, man, and I got to have this. You know, this is Tuesday, and this is what I do on Tuesday. You know what I mean? This is SpaghettiOs Day and VHF, whatever. You know what I mean? No, we can set that stuff aside. And SpaghettiOs ain't necessarily bad for you or whatever. I mean, I'm not talking about looking on the back and counting calories and stuff. Okay, do your own research on that. What I'm saying is, man, SpaghettiOs ain't evil. But we can be bound by anything that takes prominence in our life, man. We don't need to have none of that, right? Okay, so fasting is going to do this for me. I am going to get a new perspective. I am going to be able to evaluate, hey, what am I bound to? What's holding me back? What is fighting and taking over everything in my life? Make sense? Really? Okay, cool. Okay. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So there's more important things in our life. You know, it's interesting. Jesus is saying that. Where was Jesus born? Manger, I'll take that. Okay. Bethlehem, there we go. Bethlehem, I know Christmas has passed, but it should be back here somewhere. Where Jesus was born. Okay. Andy old hoot and holler, good job. Bethlehem, what does Bethlehem mean? The house of bread. What is Jesus? He's the bread of life. So this, see, I guess what I'm trying to say is we don't deny ourselves very much at all. You know, if I want a soda water, I'm going to go get me a soda water. If I want a bag of chips, I'm going to go get this. You know, so every appetite I have, I'm going to do my best to make sure I feel that appetite. But there's one thing that we Christian folks is we tend to put on the back burner, and that's our hunger and thirsting for that deeper walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We get so content with where we are in our relationship with Jesus. We're just happy where we are, you know, and the Lord don't want that. So fasting is an awesome time for us to see, hey, what are the things that are really taking hold of my life? Where does my mind go to when I'm on my way home from work? You know, instead of focusing on Jesus, what am I focusing on? You know, let's put that aside and let's spend that time with Jesus. Amen? More important things. Amen? So let's look at John 4 and 31. John 4 and 31. Y'all getting anything out of this? Man, I hope this is making sense. Sometimes I go back, Dana, Larry, I'll go back and listen to my sermons. And I know some, like Mike used to do radio stuff like that, and I don't. If people that listen that have the opportunity to go back and hear themselves, it's not like you think it is. It's like you're like cringing, you know. It's like man, I never knew I sounded so strange. And you know, but you go back and you hear it. And some of the times when I'd get so fired up, Larry, and I'd be like, I'd go back and listen to it like, well, that was intense, but that really didn't make a lot of sense. You know? So like, well, I was fired up about something. Did I say feed the ducks? What is that? Okay, so anyways, God is good. John 4 in verse 31, we have Jesus talking, witnessing, ministering to the woman at the well. Listen, there's a lot of meat and potatoes. I know we're fasting, but there's a lot of meat and potatoes. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of meat and potatoes, a lot of good stuff in John chapter 4. So when you're in your devotional time this week, why don't you go ahead and read John chapter 4? Matter of fact, let's agree to do this for the next 2 weeks, and I would like for us to carry it on, is for this week, let's decide that I'm going to read at least one chapter of the good book a day. Okay, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, but it's not the worst thing in the world to read a chapter of the Bible. It's pretty awesome, okay, and read the Gospels. You know, just start there. Read one chapter a day. Now, if you're reading eight chapters or eight books a day, then don't shrink down and say, "Well, Paul said I don't have to read that." You know. But what I'm saying is, hey, let's all begin to read the Bible. Let's make sure we do it every day. But you know what? If it doesn't work out, if you forget, don't kick yourself. Don't kick the cat. Don't get mad at your wife. But just let's just work on this, spending time with Jesus. And then next Sunday, let's decide that we're going to read two chapters a week. Okay, you see where I'm going with this? By the end of the year, we're going to have read the Bible four times. No, I'm playing. But no, I'm saying one chapter this week. Okay, next Sunday, next week, let's read two chapters. And then let the Lord push you, listen to him, and see how much he would have you read. You're not going to regret it, okay? But see, when we get to two chapters, we can do one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament. So y'all are bright people. You know what I'm talking about. So let's get into that. Let's grow in relationship, okay? But anyways, Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, okay? Now, his disciples, they hit town, and those of you that know the story, the disciples, they're like, boom, I'm going into town. I'm going to Dairy Queen. John's going to Burger King. And everybody's just splitting up, going to get food. And they're going to bring some back to Jesus. And Jesus is hanging out at the well, talking to this lady, a Samaritan lady. And like I said, read that in your leisure. But the disciples come back. What has happened? The disciples got food. They come back to see Jesus, to give Jesus his food. And this woman is just blown away by this Hebrew, okay? And there's a whole bunch of bad blood between Samaritans and Hebrews. Dustin is he's a Messianic Jew, and he could fill you in on a lot of that stuff. It's really, really interesting story. But they had a lot of bad blood between each other. I'm getting sidetracked. Everyone say stay on course. Okay, I'm going to do my best. Okay, this woman who's a Samaritan is just, and she's just awestruck with Jesus. And so she runs back into town, and apparently she was pretty well known in town. She runs into town and she said, come see this guy. He's done told me everything about my past. Could this be the Christ? Could this be the Messiah? Because the Samaritans were waiting on the Messiah as well. Okay, so this huge group of people is coming up. Then the disciples show up, and they got lunch in there. So this is where we're at. Everyone know where we're at? Disciples show up with lunch. Big crowd of folks coming. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that cool? So there's more important things in our life than feeding this belly. You know what I mean? Well, now, God knows we got to put food in this gullet. He knows all about that. We got to do it. We got to eat or we're going to die. Okay? But see, we're starving that spirit man, and we're totally content with doing that. You know, when the spirit man is hungering to grow in relationship, and God wants us to get into a deeper walk with him. You know, we got to get our faith strong. We got to build our faith up, guys. Anybody, no one agrees with that? Did I just cause a church split? I knew it. Okay, anyways, But see, we got to get, he says, you know what? I can eat this stuff later. I appreciate the effort. I appreciate you. Did you get me the sauces that I asked? I appreciate what you did here. But there's something more important than that. Okay, I want to do the will of the Father. You know what I mean? I want to do what God has put me here to do, and I can eat later on. Okay, that's not the most important thing. Okay, see, we want to be in that place. Listen. We want to be in that place where I want to do the will of the Father. You know? So I've got to start denying myself before I can ever think about picking up that cross, before I can ever think about being that servant that's willing to go anywhere and do everything. I've got to be willing to put some stuff down. You know, deny myself some stuff. And the disciples, they're not getting it. You know, they're like, did somebody else bring them food? So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? It's like, I don't get Jesus. I mean, he said, make sure we go get the fish. And they're not getting it. A lot of us don't get it. A lot of us were like, hey, it sounds good. It looks good. But I'm not in that place, man. You know what I mean? I'm not ready to start denying myself some stuff. You know what I mean? Step into the water. Sit yourself right down. Feel the love of Jesus as you're swimming all around. I'm playing. My brother Russell taught me that song. I'm playing. But no, in all seriousness, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Okay? You'll never regret it. But we need to get to that place where we're willing to die to self. Don't let that flesh man rule. So we're going to get into this fast. And what's going to happen is these things are going to begin to be revealed to me. Yeah, man, Twinkie's got way too much power on me, man. And Twinkie should not have that kind of hold on me. I'm going to give you an example, man. In my office, in the church office, I got all kinds of Debbie cakes. I got some awesome. I got a great collection of Debbie cakes. It's an ever-changing collection of Debbie cakes. The Debbie cakes that were there last week are not there, but new Debbie cakes are here. they just keep coming. I know exactly where they come from, and I appreciate it. But you know, when I come here to study, you know, I'm like, okay, at 2 p.m., that's Debbie cake 30. And then I'm going to bless myself again in a couple more hours. I'm going to try that Swiss cake roll because that looks so good. And there's two of them. But I'm just going to eat one. And you don't just do that. Anyways, we let these things overpower us and overtake us. They don't got no business having that type of authority in my life. You know what I mean? So I'm going to put the Debbie cakes aside. Spend that time. I ain't touched the Debbie cake this weekend. I have not. I ain't done it. We've had French fried potatoes at our house. A bunch of French fried potatoes. We ain't never had this many French fried potatoes ever at my house. Big old, Rachel made a whole bag of French fried potatoes yesterday, and they just sat there all day, and I woke up and they look, you know. Anyways, let's get back on track. Okay. So the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. So let's say there's more important things in life than filling our belly. It's true. God has a plan for us. Amen? Okay, let's go to the next slide. So fasting gives me a new perspective. We take our eyes off of the things of this world. You see what I'm saying? We turn our attention to Christ. We begin to focus on Christ. So when I feel that gnawing hunger, and we're talking about those of us that have given up food this week, when I feel that hunger, well, that's time I start praying, right? Okay, let's get hungry for the things of the Lord. Amen. Y'all with me so far? 1 Corinthians, I need to make up some time here, so I'm going to read this in shorthand. I'm playing 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 12. Okay, this is the Apostle Paul. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. You hear that? Dude, Brother Merrill, if I go to your house, and which I'm open to that, we can work that in. Have you been to his house? It's fun. It's It's fun. It's like a little, never mind. if we go to brother, he grills, Brother Mel grills, and he's good at it. If we decide that we're going to make a pulled pork bacon pie, which I think we should. Pulled pork bacon pie or something like that. The Apostle Paul said, if you want to eat that, eat it. But don't let it rule your life. If that thing can't rule you, you know. I've let food rule me. I've let food totally rule me, man. You know what I mean? So when these things, Brother Twain, when I see, hey, man, I'm bound by this, and this is dumb, this is stupid that I'm bound by this. You know what I mean? I'm on my way home from work. I got to get this because I enjoy getting this, and this tastes good. You know what I mean? Instead of, once that's brought to my attention, then you know what? I don't need to pick it up again. Or if I do, because we're talking about things that aren't necessarily evil, you know, but I need to watch it. This isn't going to rule my life anymore. Special occasion type stuff. You got it. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. Anyways, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. See, you know, pulled pork, bacon, cheddar pie might not be that helpful. Okay. But I can have it. I just can't let it rule my life. Y'all with me? All things are lawful. See, Paul makes this point. He says it twice. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. Then he says it again. All things are lawful for me. I can have it, but it can't have me. It's not going to control me. You see what I'm saying? Because then he comes down and he says, but I will not be enslaved by nothing. I will not be enslaved by anything. You know, I'm not going to let nothing. This is Apostle Paul. Hey, man, I belong to the King. I am here for his service, okay? I am his. I'm not going to be bound by anything. Nothing is going to get in the way of my relationship with my Lord or get in between me and the duty that the Lord has called me to take part in. Amen? Okay, so we have limited time. You know, we do. You only got 24 hours in a day, right? Now, I could make a pie chart. I could make a pie chart. I can make pie. It's getting harder by the minute. No, God is good. God is good. Okay. Oh, God is good. Listen, we can make a chart, and we got 24 hours. All right? You ain't getting no more, no less. Okay? You got to sleep a certain amount of time. You got to work a certain amount of time. Whatever. We fill up our days pretty fast. Okay? But you know what? If you're not spending time in prayer, you're not spending time reading the Word, you're not spending time in relationship with the Lord, you know what? Well, then you need to move some of this. You see what I'm saying? Move it around, because what's really, really important? Yeah, you got to work. Yeah, you got to sleep. You know what I mean? You got to do these things. You got to spend time with the kids, whatever. You got to pay the bills. Yeah, I got it. I get it. I'm right there with you. But we can move some of this stuff around. You ain't fooling nobody, not even yourself, when you say, I don't have time to read the Bible. Are you kidding me? You do got time to read the Bible. We all got time to read the Bible. Amen? All right, God is good. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Okay. But I will not be enslaved by anything. Okay, verse 13. Food is meant for the stomach, and the stomach for the food. You got to have it, but I'm not going to let it rule me. And God will destroy both one and the other. So I'm not going to let my temporal shell, we're not going to let our temporal shell, right, Brother Robert? It's not going to rule us. Okay? Okay, and then 13b talks about sexual immorality. So Paul kind of changes gears a little bit here. And the reason why he brought that up is the Corinthian church, the Corinthian church was letting the world seep in. Okay, so they were getting involved in prostitution and in some crazy stuff, you know. But hey, we got the same problem. I'm not saying we got problem. No, you know what I'm saying. We got, the world is trying to come in the church, and a lot of churches are just letting the world come into the church. We're being conformed to the image of the world as opposed to us conforming ourselves to the image of the Lord. You know what I mean? So Paul wants to address this, and see, the society that they lived in, prostitution wasn't a taboo type deal. Okay, anyways, that's a topic for another sermon. But Paul said, listen, are you kidding me? You guys are involved in this? This ain't right. Okay, so anyways, when we're talking about fasting, let's say it like this. When we're talking about fasting, some things, putting some things aside for a season to grow in our relationship with the Lord, if it's something immoral, something illegal that you're thinking about fasting, you know, don't even fast it. You know, give it up. Repent, okay? And you know, no one's perfect. No, you know, we accepted a perfect gift. Maybe as I stepped into this fast, the Lord started to convict me of some behaviors, you know. But now that I realize that this isn't a good thing, okay, then I want to turn that over. There's some things that we literally don't need to pick up, you know. When the Lord reveals it to me, so let's just, you know, repent, turn from it. Amen. So, I mean, that's what the text says, so I just thought I'd hit that. Okay, next slide. Go to the next slide. Okay. Is there a slide back the other way? Oh, there it is right there. Daniel. Daniel 10 and 3. Okay. Fasting reveals what I need to give up to the Lord. Fasting also shows how serious I am with my relationship with the Lord. You see what I'm saying? How serious am I taking this? How serious am I taking this, if you're taking notes? Fasting will reveal to me how serious I am with my relationship with the Lord. Remember, if we want to be that follower that's willing to pick up their cross and follow Him, then we have to work on denying ourselves first. Or when temptation comes, we're going to be out the back door. When persecution comes, we're going to be, I don't go to that church. Shame on them, folks. You know what I mean? Daniel 10 and verse 3. Then I turned my face to the Lord God. So fasting, if I'm not spending time in prayer, then it's a diet. You see what I'm saying? Amen. Then I turned my face to the Lord. I'm serious about this. This is, I know sometimes our days are so busy that we can only do, certain times of the day we can only do like shotgun prayers, you know. Well, the Bible says pray without ceasing, so keep those prayers up. But there should be a time every day where I'm seeking the Lord. Sometime of my day. Okay, I'm not here to mess up anybody's program, but I know we can find the time to do this. Fasting shows me, do I mean business with my relationship? Amen. Then I turned my face to the Lord, seeking Him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. So fasting is always linked. Christian fasting is always linked with prayer. You got me? Let's take this stuff serious. Okay, I got to get moving here. 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5. Not just talking about food. When we talk about fasting, the first thing that comes into our mind is food. Somebody in here says fasting or fast is a four-letter word. We don't like to think about it. We don't like to take part in it. You know what I mean? But and the scriptures do not command you to fast. But fasting is a good thing for your relationship. It's all through the scriptures, old and new. Okay? Okay, but it's not just food. What am I bound by? What is taking my hunger that should be for the Lord is taking that away. You know what I'm saying? Let me lay that aside for a season. Okay, now let's go ahead and say this. When we said, hey, we're going to start fasting, Audrey, the first thing that popped into your mind, those of you that are like, okay, I can do this. The first thing that popped into your mind probably isn't the thing you need to fast. You know, the thing that, well, I can go without that for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, you put that in there, you know, it's like a supplemental thing. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, David said, I ain't going to give the Lord nothing that don't cause me something. You know what I mean? So how serious am I taking my relationship? Okay? Okay. 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5. How many little ones we got in here? Okay. Do not deprive one another. This is talking about marital intimacy. So we can fast things other than food. Maybe this is a problem in your marriage. There's a lot of jokes coming to mind. They ain't going to do it. Well, Stevie, what should... Never mind. Okay. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by an agreement for a limited time. So listen, a fast is for a season. It's for a limited time. Okay? Because I'll walk in, I'll meet a guy every once in a while around town. He shows up here every blue moon. And this guy, I love him to death, he's on like a perpetual, never-ending fast. And I worry about the guy, you know, because, you know, Satan can start to work in your mind and say, man, you know what, you don't ever have to eat food ever again. I mean, that's cuckoo. You know, your fast is going to be a pretty short fast after a while. But people get involved in this craziness. So listen, when I'm fasting, it is for a season. Let the Lord decide how long it's going to be. When we stop in 3 weeks, that doesn't mean you have to stop in 3 weeks, but it needs to be in a season, and you need to listen to the Lord. You need to follow what the Scripture says. Okay? Okay. And y'all hoot and holler, do not deprive one another except perhaps by agreement for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer. But then come together again. What is drowning out my hunger for the Lord? What is taking over my life, whether it's food, whether it's this, whether it's hobbies? Some folks get home from work and they don't even see their spouse until it's bedtime time because they're in the backyard working on something. You know what I mean? Man, that's not productive, okay? Any old hoot and holler. Okay, lay it aside and grow in relationship. Next slide, let's go. This is the last slide, and all God's people said. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Isaiah 58 and verse 6. Is not this the fast that I choose? So this is God talking. So that means we need to listen there. Is not this the fast that I choose? In other words, there's a wrong way to fast. There is a wrong way for us to fast, and there's a right way to fast. Okay, so if I'm fasting as a diet, that's not the right way to fast. You know, if your goal is to make sure you lose a certain amount of weight during this fast, you know, that's a nicety. That's something that maybe nice might happen if that's what you want to happen. But that's not your goal. That's not what you need to focus on. Amen. This is about spiritual discipline. This is about spiritual growth. This is about growing in my relationship with the Lord. Amen. All right. Is this not the fast that I choose? Or are you fasting to fit in? Are you fasting to be the cool guy on the block? Are you wanting to be super spiritual, dude? You know what I mean? Because that was a problem when this was written. You know what I mean? Okay. Is not this the fast that I choose? This is what God is looking for. This is why we fast. To loose the bonds of wickedness? To undo the straps of the yoke? To let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. So I'm fasting for my spiritual maturity. I'm fasting so the Lord will reveal some things that I'm bound by. So I give those up. So I'm growing in relationship. You see what I'm saying? And I'm fasting, and I may be fasting for another individual. But the whole time I'm growing in relationship with the Lord, I might be fasting for someone else that I see is bound by something. You know what? And they have no idea what it is, or they don't care. They don't know how to get out of it. But I'm fasting for my brother or my sister in this church, okay, that the Lord is going to break that bond off of them. You see what I'm saying? It's in here, man. It's biblical. Okay. Verse 7. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Okay, so look. Check it out. I'm going to lay some things aside. I'm going to grow my relationship with the Lord. I'm going to die to self because I'm serious about this fast. You see what I'm saying? I'm serious about it, so I'm going to mature. I'm going to grow in my relationship with the Lord. And guess what's going to happen? I'm going to begin my goal. When I come into this, I'm taking my eyes off of myself, and I'm redirecting them on the Lord, and I'm spending time with Him, and that is what we're also shooting for, to where I can be about my Father's business, where it's not, where my life is not all about me anymore. You see what I'm saying? Not really. That's probably one of them things I'll listen to later, Robin, and be like, that didn't make any sense. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I want to get to this place where I don't live my life about what is going to make me stoked, what's going to make me happy, but I'm going to be that person that God's called me to be, that I can be that servant, that productive, prosperous servant. Amen? But when you fast, okay, no, 7, verse 7, is it not to share your bread with the hungry? See, that's what we're going for, man, to share my bread with the hungry. Not my leftovers, not what I don't want to eat, but right off of my plate, I'm willing to bless someone else because I know now it ain't about me. It's about being that servant. It's about being there. Amen? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry or bring the homeless poor into your house? Okay. How many of you are willing to let a homeless person come into your house right now? Right now, honey, we're moving things around. We're moving things around. Junior's got to leave his room for a spell because it's cold weather out and this guy's sleeping out in the woods. We're a little selfish, man. We can be a little selfish, right? Okay. And I'm not saying that we need to do that. Brother Rick and Brother Shepherd have already prepared a list. We're pairing everybody up with, you will meet your person in the parking lot. They're in your car now, by the way. They're in your car. Hey, God is good, right? Well, see, that's like crazy for us. Are you kidding me? Bring a dude into my house? I don't know that guy. What are you talking about? He might not even want to watch A&E. You see what I'm saying? See, we got to die to self, man. We got to start seeing things the way the Lord wants us to see it. Because he may want you to do something in someone else's life. But all you can think about is your cabinet with the Snickers and the Coca-Cola Classics. God is good. Anybody got a Snickers? Matthew 6 and verse 17. We're going to close with this. Matthew 6 and verse 17. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. In other words, don't be one of these people that are like, look, can you tell I'm fasting? You know, look how cool I am. My teeth are falling out. I think I'm measuring the holes in my eye socket, and I think my eyes are getting farther back. But I really love the Lord, and God sees this. And, I mean, no one's going to do that. No one's going to do that. But we do it in other ways. You know what I mean? So God says, don't fast for the wrong reason, because that's going to be your reward. Okay? If you're focused on what folks are going to think about you, then that's what you're going to get right there. So suck it up. Enjoy it while it lasts. All right. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others. Okay, so I've had people say, listen, you can't call a church to a fast, man. No one's supposed to know when you're fasting. It's not really what it's talking about. It's talking about you don't fast for the wrong reason. You don't fast so people think you're like super spiritual, dude. You know what I mean? And you don't have to tell anybody when you're fasting. But we don't fast for the wrong reason. Okay? That your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father. Hey, we're not man pleasers, we're God pleasers. Amen. But by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So I'm going to be rewarded. I'm going to be blessed when I fast correctly, when I fast with the right motives. Amen. When I'm giving something up, I'm spending that time with the Lord. Amen. I'm going to grow in relationship. I'm going to have some major breakthroughs if I really decide I want to get into this. I can have some awesome major breakthroughs. I can see breakthroughs in other people's lives. Hey, this kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. Well, what does that mean? Get serious about your relationship, and the Lord can start to use you to do some awesome stuff. But if you can't stop focusing on the dainties and delicacies of this world, then you're not going to do much. You know what I'm saying? Can y'all dig it? Okay. Our faith's going to grow. We're going to enjoy deeper intimacy. We're going to be set free from hurtful patterns. So anyways, you got 2 more weeks, guys. The sky's the limit. short little meeting directly after church for leadership. Thank you, Father God, that this word is going to resonate, that we're going to walk in it. Your will is going to be done. Short little meeting. Wednesday, Bible study at 7 p.m. Dinner will not be provided this week. That's not a joke. Because this nice lady has been like totally feeding.